This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions, which way back in 1711, Alexander Pope, who was an English poet, made this well-known statement, "Good nature and good sense must ever join. To err is human, to forgive divine." Now, since that time, there have been interesting variations on his statement. Dog lovers claim, "To err is human, to forgive is canine." Mae West said, "To err is human, but it feels divine." And anyone who works with computers, yes, you'll agree, to err is human, but to really mess up things, you just need a computer. To err is human, and to cover it up is too. Well, look, there's been lots of variations about this. I want to talk today about this idea that to err is human, but forgiveness is divine. The Bible says something quite different. And when you think about it and read it, it pulls you up with a start. And I'm looking at Colossians chapter 3, from verse 12 to 13, where the Apostle Paul said this, "Clothe yourselves with a holy way of life, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Put up with one another, forgive, pardon any offences against one another, as the Lord has pardoned you." Now, when you spend a few moments thinking about it, it goes against the grain, I think, because we're not usually ready to forgive someone who has hurt us or upset us. Can you think of anyone right now who hurt you so deeply that you're struggling with being able to forgive them? You think, why should I bother? It might be an ex-spouse or a former boss or a family member with whom you're estranged. You don't get on with them. It could be anyone, actually, that you've had a falling out with. You don't like the situation. I mean, who does? And you may not know really what to do about it. You think about it. But to actually forgive that person, well, that's another story. And you might have several objections. You say, "I don't feel like forgiving him or her." Now, that's okay because God commands us to forgive those who sin against us, whether or not we feel like it, whether we feel like forgiving them. In other words, if you wait until you feel like forgiving that person, guess what? You may never get around to it. Agape love, and that's one of the descriptions of love. Well, like that, forgiveness is not a feeling. And love sometimes is an action word. It's about a decision. And a maturing Christian doesn't live by feelings alone, but by two other things, faith and obedience. So I'm saying today that forgiveness is not a natural human trait. It was William Willman who said the human animal is not supposed to be good at forgiveness. Forgiveness is not some innate natural emotions, vengeance, retribution, violence. Well, he said, these are natural qualities. They're natural human qualities. And it's natural for the human animal to snarl and crouch into a defensive position when attacked, to howl when wronged, and to bite back when bitten. Forgiveness is not natural. When John Wesley was a missionary in colonial America, he met General James Oglethorpe. He was the governor of Georgia. And as they discussed one of the governor's enemies, the general said, "I never forget and I never forgive," to which John Wesley said, "Well, sir, I hope you never sin." The only person who can afford the luxury of unforgiveness is the person who never needs forgiveness. And we all need God's forgiveness for the wrong we've done. No one is perfect. So let me be clear by saying this. Forgiveness is not forgetting. It's an intentional release. And we've all heard that phrase, forgive and forget. Now, that's misleading because forgiveness is not the same thing as forgetting. And perhaps you've heard someone say, "Well, look, I'll forgive, but I won't forget." What they're really saying is, "I'm going to say you're forgiven, but I'm going to remember what you did to me, and I'll remind myself of it every time I hear your name." Is that fair? It's not real forgiveness because forgetting is a passive process in which a matter fades from our memory. You know, as time passes, we all forget things like telephone numbers, names, and birthdays. But how interesting that we forget all things, many things, but we have total recall when it comes to how other people mistreated us. I want to take this further tomorrow. Thank you, dear Lord. You've told us a better way to forgive others from the bottom of our heart, and we want to do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.